the DJ from Detroit, also known as the Running of the Cockroaches, formerly known as the Pied Piper of Hamelin. Not to be confused with the artist formerly known as Prince, who was a cool cat and all, but he wasn't there. Place, a street corner in Brooklyn. Time, well, right about now. Setting, just your typical street corner, I guess. Stoops line the streets, the deli on one corner, the pizza parlor on the other. And people used to spend most days on their stoops, sitting on chairs that are no longer there, watering their marigolds, visiting with friends and neighbors, laughing and smiling. There isn't much smiling anymore in these parts, but I'm getting ahead of myself. Speaking of myself, I'm Stella, and this is my newsstand. So that means I know all the news, even the stuff they don't print in the paper. Brooklyn is my home, and we have had lots of troubles before, but nothing like the trouble that we have now. Trouble with a capital C. I know, trouble starts with a T, but the trouble we have is cockroaches. Millions of them, and they are everywhere. Used to be, if you kept drawers and doors shut, it was easy to avoid them, but now they are taking over. They walk the streets like they own them. Rumor has it that they're thinking of electing their own mayor soon, but the current mayor of Brooklyn likes his job and wants to keep it.
Extra, extra, read all about it! Cockroaches take over Brooklyn! Mayor says he's run out of options!
I'm going to the grocery store for the third time this week. The cockroaches ate everything.
My cousin from Philly said they had this problem once. They booked this guy from Detroit, and he was a bomb.
What was that? I couldn't hear you over all the crunching.
I said my cousin from Philly called the guy in Detroit. I have my cousin on speed dial. We should call him.
The people of Brooklyn had had enough, and from where I sit, there wasn't a happy person left in the neighborhood. We haven't had a block party in over 6 months. People are afraid that the burgers and hot dogs will be carried away before they get to eat them. The mayor of Brooklyn is hitting the streets, hoping to find anyone that might have an idea to solve our problem.
Friends and neighbors, I am desperately in need of your help. There isn't an exterminator on the eastern seaboard with a tent big enough to cover Brooklyn. Does anyone have any connections to help us?
Hey, Mayor, my friend here said his cousin in Philly had the exact same problem. Hey, dude, what was his name again?
Yeah, the DJ from Detroit. I heard he's on tour right now, but maybe you can text him.
Or you could check out his MySpace page and look for his schedule there.
We ain't got nothing left to lose, but I will have to borrow your cell phone. Those damn roaches took mine last night.
Sure, Mayor, but you'll have to wait until after 9 when my minutes are free.
I think I hear that thief of a cockroach now using the mayor's phone.
Hey, Marvin, it's your cousin Sandra. I'm kicking it here in Brooklyn, and let me tell you, this place is great. You should pack up all of your 371,000 kids and move on out here. Yeah. I'm telling you, we have it made!
Luckily for the mayor of Brooklyn, the DJ from Detroit had a break in his tour schedule and was able to squeeze us in between his dates in Baltimore and Atlanta. Everyone knows the Dirty South has a lot of cockroaches, so he's pretty busy this time of year. His limo came pulling up right in front of my newsstand, and let me tell you, he was a sight to see. From the top of his head to the tip of his foot, that DJ was definitely old school. He had his hat cocked to one side and his drawers hanging to his knees. It was easy to see he could talk the talk, but could he walk the walk?
So here I am, man. You need me. Not for nothing, but you do know that you got that what I like to call a slight cockroach infestation of the hissing variety.
Hey, how you doing? And just in time, too. The word on the street is that the roaches are getting ready to unionize. I can't have any more labor disputes after that whole sanitation worker scandal. You better not be pulling a fugazi on me.
Hey, I ain't gonna do that to you, man. If it gets back to my manager that I ain't finished my job, I'm gonna pay you back all the money, with interest.
The main concentration of roaches seems to be on this street. I take it that they like pizza, but then again, who in Brooklyn doesn't, eh?
Hey, watch out, man. I'm ready to throw down and trying to get to work. Soon as I'm done, you're going to pay me the rest and what you owe me. And I'm going to be gone. I got some ladies to take care of when I get to Baltimore.
Well, do what you do.
The DJ of Detroit reached into the back seat of his limo and pulled out the slickest boombox I had ever seen. It had 12-inch speakers and more knobs on it than a pigeon has feathers. He set it on the sidewalk and proceeded to do some stretching exercises that mostly consisted of hitching up his drawers every time they fell down. When the DJ seemed to be satisfied, he picked up the boombox and placed it on his shoulder. With the flick of a finger, beats began to pour from the speakers. The cockroaches began to dance and sway their way from the buildings that lined the street and began following the DJ from Detroit down the street and towards the Hudson River. As the DJ got farther and farther away, the music faded, but the number of cockroaches that followed him seemed to increase. The streets were once again cockroach-free, and the people of Brooklyn rejoiced in the freedom of stepping, well, wherever they liked. Plans were being made to have another block party as soon as the potato salad was made, when the DJ from Detroit returned from the Hudson. He wore a large smile with his crooked hat.
Now how was that for a show, huh? That was one of my best. Now anyone want an encore?
Congratulations, but I do not think an encore will be necessary. In fact, I no longer require your services at all. With the roaches gone, I can now work on some of my side projects.
Yeah, that's all good, man. Now give me my papers.
I was meaning to talk to you about that. I seem to have all the liquid funds of Brooklyn tied up in other, how you say, investments? Why don't we just call it even?
What? Wait. Hold the fuck up, man. I thought we had a deal. Contracting everything. I did mine, now you gonna do yours. Or something else.
Are you threatening me? Are you threatening me? This guy think he is. I do not believe that you want to be messing with me. I know people. How do you think I became mayor in the first place?
What the man? I'm threatening you, man. Try to be real. Don't go for court, man. Give me money or I'll take it myself.
Try it. Nobody messes with me. I am the mayor of Brooklyn, one of the best places on earth.
The DJ from Detroit shook his head and reached down again to place that fantastical boombox back on his shoulder. With the flick of his finger, music once again began to pour out. This time, the song was different. It made the bottom of my feet itch, and I stood there wide-eyed as he turned again towards the Hudson River. The children of the neighborhood began to come out to the street, hopping and skipping after the DJ. The limo followed behind them all the way to the river, music fading as they went. That was the last time we ever saw those kids again. Shame, too. Brooklyn will never be the same. We'll be right back.